Scott. I know I've called Julie 3 times and you didn't answer. I was really hoping that you might be awake, but I was just living in Cindy's house here in Socorro. It's about 2:30, and I'm driving down her street to get back, to get back onto the freeway. And I noticed this bright orange light in the sky, and I see it, and it's moving pretty quickly. And as I get closer, as I keep driving down the street, and it's traveling in my direction, I'm traveling west, it's traveling, like, southeast, I notice that there's what looks like an exhaust coming from the bottom of it, so it doesn't look like it's just like a plane floating, right? And then all of a sudden, it just grows dim, and it almost disappears, and then my truck lights just turned off. My truck didn't die, but the lights inside my truck turned off completely, and I stopped. And I looked for it, and I pulled around, and I came back around, and it was gone. I think I just had a legitimate UFO sighting experience, and there was no other person I could think to call and leave this information to, but fresh on my mind. But it was the scariest. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to feel. It was just so, like, numb. Like, it's the best way. I just kind of felt numb. Like, I was, like, scared, but at the same time interested. It was so bizarre. And dude, I'm like fucking freaking out. So anyway, call me or text me whenever it is that you hear this, tomorrow, I guess. But yeah, that was weird. And I don't even know what the hell to think, so call me.